Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. That's who we
are. Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
On this show, we tap into people's childhoods. Nostalgia,
baby. I don't even think it was childhood.
It always works, guys. You just gotta reminisce about the glory days.
There's a lot of recent ones, though.
I think it's very recent. You're talking about ice cream and two specific type of ice creams that people... Well, I haven't indulged in a while.
We had it when we were younger.
But hasn't been a thing recently.
Do you know, I wasn't confident when we brought it onto the show. But it nearly broke the text machine.
I still want to do What Colour Is a Carrot?
Yeah, that's the one you had when you were dreaming. What colour is a carrot?
That's
a deep question.
There's different types of carrots. Yeah. There's some purple ones, but I would mainly say orange, guys.
It's a chock-a-block show. We've asked a lot of you today.
And you
delivered.
Jeez. Not at the beginning. It was a rough beginning.
Because they still delivered, the ones that were there.
Ah, jeez, they delivered.
Great showbiz shootout.
They messaged.
Did you enjoy
it? Like an ages ago.
It was... I would say I'd give it a 3 out of 10.
Oh, I'd take that.
3 out of 10.
Lots of clips.
Good audio.
I'm trying to think of mine. Mine wasn't great.
What was yours now?
Exactly.
Never good if...
If you can't remember.
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold. Skull Island.
Wasn't great. See, I'll tell you what story I wanted to go for, but I heard what you were doing and I couldn't.
It was just too old school.
I wanted to go Craig Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't cash his checks.
Yeah. He's another Corey guy, isn't he?
I really couldn't.
I would have welcomed it.
I know you would have welcomed it.
But yours wasn't even showbiz.
Yeah, yours. What was yours?
Yours was
a guy from Garnish. He'd said something.
Well, he just said why the character was to help people feel better about themselves.
It feels a couple of minutes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's all it's right. there for.
Look, it's packed.
Chocker.
Here you go.
Dublin.
Live across the city, the only way to start your day.
Let's go!
Spin
103.8, Fully Charged.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning, it is 7:04. You're on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Guys, it's happened again! Someone unplugged my headphones. Well, I can't hear a blooming thing.
Okay, but why don't you plug them in before the show? You're sitting here listening to the news. And you're not able to hear anything.
I'm listening to the news.
And you're
intently.
Waiting. You're waiting.
I'm making up what I think the news is about.
What happened today then?
Bear with me for a second.
Here we go. He's going to wait till we start the show to plug in his headphones.
Okay, here we go.
What happened to the news today?
Dizzy Rascal is launching a new nightclub chain. It's going to be on Harcourt Street, around 7 nightclubs.
How did you know?
Jeez, I don't know. I would go to that. You know, guys, I'm going to throw it out there. I woke up this morning and... I've decided I want a new friend.
Okay.
Want a brand new friend for the show. We don't have many. And if it's okay with you, in around 5 minutes' time, I want to throw it out there to you listening.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
I woke up this morning, guys, and I decided I don't have many friends. I realized that I can count my friends on my hands. And then I started to reminisce... Do you remember pen pals?
I do, yeah.
Do you remember... What is a pen pal, Greg?
So I'm just saying that I can count my friends in my hands.
Yes, I have more than two hands.
I can count my friends on one hand. No. Is the same.
My hands
like
my
your
feet.
Hands. You could count like up to 45 friends on your hands. Just keep changing your fingers.
Are you always picking up my flaws?
Yes.
So early.
Pen
as
pal.
Well.
Pen pal is somebody who doesn't live near you. You wouldn't see that often before the time of the telephone, and you would write a letter and you would tell them about your day or your week or your month, whatever happened between. The moment you're writing and the last time you contacted that person.
What did I say to you the first day we got this breakfast show?
How did we get this breakfast show?
No.
The other thing?
The other thing.
Oh, you'd love to have a pen pal someday on the show.
Well, I also said that I see this show as an international show.
Oh, yeah. That's the third thing you said.
It's not just a Dublin breakfast show. Hmm. I feel like you listening, you could be somewhere else on planet Earth listening to the show. You don't have to be from Dublin. You
Somewhere
don't have
exotic.
To be Irish. Yeah. It could be someone right now. Okay, what time is it? 7:12.
Yeah.
Now, I started doing some research Okay, I'm looking at a few time zones around the world. In Abu Dhabi right now, we could have a listener there. It's 12 past 11 in the morning.
Mid-morning show. So are we thinking that they're listening to us live on the Spin app?
Yes. We have this app. When that app was created, I thought...
You were the one who created it, wasn't it?
I was working hard with my many hands. Working hard on the app. And I said, guys, this is for all our international listeners. Australia. So many Irish people over
there. G'day.
It is currently 11 past 6 in the evening time.
Is it come backwards from Abu Dhabi? Because it was 12 past 11 Abu Dhabi.
But I have a headache.
So the time difference is a few different minutes in the difference.
How about Tokyo?
How about no?
Have you ever been to Tokyo before?
I haven't, but after seeing what happened during the last World Cup, at the Rugby World Cup last year, it looks class.
Well, it's 13 past 4 in the afternoon.
Drive time. How was your day at work?
Okay, I'm not going through any more time zones. I want to throw it out there right now. Are you listening to us in a different country?
Yeah.
Because if you are, I want to extend the olive branch with my many hands. I want to know, what are you doing? How did you come across us? And can we be friends? And can we check in on you from time to time?
A pen pal.
A pen pal.
An international pen pal.
I don't know how well this is going to go. It may take some time, but I want to throw it out there.
I have a question.
Okay.
What if somebody is listening to us in the same time zone but different country, i.e. Great Britain?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
I'll take anyone.
I was kind of hoping it could be like more exotic.
Of course, I'd prefer it to be exotic.
Aim high.
Aim high, brother.
But then if someone's listening to us in Prestatyn in Wales.
You'll do. Okay. If there's no one else, you're going to be our pen pal. So the number is 087-711-1038. I don't know what
you
the message is.
You can just WhatsApp us.
Just WhatsApp us.
I'll be your pen pal.
No, I don't want you to be my pen pal. No, I see you every day.
That's the message.
Oh, okay.
That they can say. I'll be your pen pal. Now, producer Callum's telling us about international dialing code here. So you got to put +3 or 00353 in front of it. 87711 1038.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't be too familiar with that now. But just say in your message, I am your new pen pal.
Nathan doesn't believe in international dialing codes.
I'm not too familiar with it, Graham. So yeah, the number is 087-0035387. Oh, Jesus. 087-711-1038. Producer Callum, you have the phone beside you.
Yeah.
Anything yet?
No one so far.
Okay, but they're taking their time. They have to realise where they are first.
With the time zone, it takes time for the radio signals to get to there.
Germany!
Germany! Guten Morgen!
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's 7:21 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan with Now TV. Stream whatever you're in the mood for. Jonas Brothers, What a Man Gonna Do. Had a dream last night that I went to the Jonas Brothers at the Three Arena.
Oh, how was the gig? Who was supporting them?
I think as I was going there, I then ended up going playing basketball with people who used to be in my school. That was the dream. It was very strange.
You didn't see Joe Jonas? You didn't hang out with them?
It was weird because I was looking up online before I went where my tickets were. And if you're on the stage looking out, I was lower to the right-hand side in the corner.
Oh,
I was
good
like,
seats.
Good seats. I was happy with them. And the next minute I'm playing basketball with people I didn't like in school.
How did you play in the basketball match?
Missed a few.
Ah, damn it.
It's because I'm reading Phil Jackson's book, former Chicago Bulls manager.
How is that book?
Excellent.
Can I get my book back that
yes,
I lent you?
I need to give you that book back. Apologies about that. I didn't finish it. It wasn't that good.
I woke up this morning and I'm trying to think big on the show.
Yeah.
This is no longer a Dublin breakfast radio show. I'm talking international show.
As of this morning?
This morning.
Okay.
A little switch in my head has changed. I want to have a pen pal for this show. I am convinced there's many people that listen to the show right now, but they're not in Ireland. They're somewhere else around the globe.
Now, I'm sorry I'm going to start asking you questions because I don't know if you've actually thought this through that much. When you say pen pal, what do you actually mean? Do you mean you actually want this person to write you letters?
No.
Do you want them to call in? Do you want them to leave a WhatsApp voice note? Do you then send them back? Or will it just be one of the things where you just forget to do?
Great question.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for this question. I'm going to say this is a modern day pen pal.
Mm.
So I don't want us to be writing letters back and forth, but I want to check in on my pen pal from time to time. We can give them a call. We can just send each other WhatsApp voice messages to see how they're getting on. Because, look, I think this could be a lovely beginning to a brand new relationship.
Right, we got you to text in or WhatsApp us. Actually, WhatsApp us because you will be abroad. It's a lot easier to 00353 87. That's my number I was going to do there. 711.
Stop giving out your number on the show.
1038. And we have a few in Nathan.
Oh, do we actually?
Big one to kick off. Joe has been in contact.
Where's Joe
You're
living?
You're looking for an exotic listener from Mullingar.
Oh.
The home of Joe Dolan and Niall Horan. And Brezzy.
I wasn't thinking of Mullingar.
Well, it's not in Dublin. Mullingar isn't in Dublin.
All right, Joe, you're in the basket there.
Ralph got in contact.
Where's Ralph from?
Germany.
Guten Morgen, Ralph.
That is the German we were talking about. Just contacted us before we played it, Juice WRLD. And also Lily in Saudi Arabia.
Oh my God.
Lily says, I'm listening from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I've been following Spain for more than a year. So you've got three very different areas. One in Westmeath, one in Europe, and one in, well, the Middle East.
I'm excited about Germany and Saudi Arabia.
I'm Mullingar.
I'm going to get rid of Joe.
No!
What? I want an international
Mullingar.
Pen pal.
Mullingar is a different world.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
This can be so stupid sometimes, but then other times it can be charming. It's the Showbiz Shootout. Two democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand, dressed in cheap leather, and they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, the big old sheriff decides which one is better. Hola, sheriff.
Guten Morgen.
Keep saying Guten Morgen. Are you from Germany, Sheriff?
You're the one who keeps saying Guten
Morgen.
Yeah,
that's the first time I've ever said that.
He's never said Guten Morgen before.
I'm paranoid out here in the desert. I'm out of sup of water in
the water. Some water here. Here, brother.
Your brother, have some water.
Well, I begin, guys.
Yeah, what do you have?
I hope you don't mind. I hope you will indulge me. I'm crossing over to Corey. Bit of Coronation Street. Want to speak about a classic Corey character, Curly Watts.
Loved Curly Watts.
Your favourite character, I believe.
My favourite named character, because it was called Curly Watts because he had straight hair.
Now, Curly was in the show from 1983 to 2003.
Wow.
He was played by a man called Kevin Kennedy. And Kevin says playing Curly Watts made downbeat men feel better about themselves. I think it's lovely.
Yep.
His love life was a shambles. He said in an interview, my luck with women was pretty dire. My sort of fan base was old ladies and children and ladies with some sort of sight impediment. Now, I went onto YouTube and poor Curly, he got into a lot of fights during his Curry career. And I want to play a game with you this morning. I'm going to play you a clip and then I'm going to ask if you feel better about yourself.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
So in this clip, Bill Webster punches Curly Watts in the face.
Right. If your idea of the good life is spending a night in Blackpool with Maureen Holdsworth, well, you ought to be pitied rather than laughed at.
Listen, Maureen only went with you because she felt sorry for you.
That is not the excuse you used at the time, and she's no angel.
I'll tell you what, Maureen deserves better than you.
Maureen deserves older than me.
How do we feel?
I feel confused.
Okay, well, that's better than you normally feel. And the last one, this is Les Battersby headbutting Curly Watts. How do you feel afterwards?
What the hell's going on here?
He broke in, Les, and he run upstairs.
Yeah, look what he's done to my CD player.
It's barmy.
I'm barmy. You're barmy. You and your whole family ought to be locked up, caring the community. It's a joke. You and your family ought to be in a lunatic asylum where you all belong.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Hey, nice one, Dad.
How do we feel?
Poor old Curly was, there's some storylines, didn't he? I feel great after that.
Yeah.
It was, I've actually referenced this already this morning, it was the biggest documentary that we were all watching during lockdown on Netflix.
The Last Dance.
The Last Dance, its producers, ESPN, created it. It was a 10-part documentary series on Chicago Bulls legend Michael Jordan. But the producers off that ESPN classic are out making another documentary. I'm going to play you this song and tell me, between yourself and producer Callum, who's going to be the first one to guess who the next documentary is on.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Well done.
Thank you very much. I didn't have much of a social life growing up.
Well, former WWE announcer Lillian Garcia was interviewed recently and said that Producers of the ESPN classic The Last Dance have been in contact with her, asking her to be a part of a new documentary. She said, WWE also contacted me and they said the producers are going to reach out to you. They want you in their documentary. It's crazy because when I got the message, I was literally just watching The Last Dance. Wow. It's going to be about Stone Cold Steve Austin, the WWE wrestling legend. Now, he debuted in WWE in 1995. He retired in 2003, but he's moved into television work because he has that show called Steve Austin's Broken Skull Challenge.
We've watched that before together.
Yes.
It's a very heavy show.
It's where these really built men and women go up against each other in these challenges where they have to compete against each other. It's like really raw gladiators.
I don't like it.
In the middle of a desert, and Stone Cold there is announcing it. So the next one from ESPN is going to be on Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's going to be great.
Do you know what's mad? Stone Cold retired in 2003. Curly Watts left Curry in 2003.
Oh. I'd argue that Nathan's isn't really showbiz, but he gets the win anyway because I feel so much better about myself.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
With Just Eat, over 2,700 restaurants and 40 cuisines to choose from on your favorite takeaway app. Available for delivery right to your door.
You got to get it
wrong. Roll up, it is the game called Gotta Get It Wrong. All you have to do is get questions wrong in a minute.
If you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, which is tomorrow, you'll win a Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Just in time for Christmas and €100. But playing this morning, trying to topple Jack's score of 15 is Lorna. Lorna, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, Lorna, we're just dandy. Now, I want to break the news. I'm going to do it, Graham, if that's okay.
That's all right.
Lorna, you're on the show, and you have just won a €50 Just Eat voucher.
Woo-hoo!
Unbelievable. I'm going to put you on the spot really quickly. What are you going to order?
Oh, God. Chinese.
Oh, everyone keeps saying Chinese. What do you normally order, Lorna?
Oh, I'm a plain Jane. Chicken curry.
What type of curry?
Chicken.
Is there a different type? Sorry, I don't really order Chinese ever.
Yeah, Graham would be a big old battered sausage chip fellow.
So what kind of curries are there in the Chinese? Is it just the standard?
Oh, it's just a standard chicken curry.
Oh, like the ones that will come with the 3-in-1?
Yeah,
that
I'm
type
thinking
of one.
That's what I'm
thinking. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, gotcha.
Chicken balls.
Gotcha.
That. Lovely.
Gotcha. Well,
yeah,
Lorna.
Yeah, 100%.
That is yours. No one is going to take that away from you. All right?
Fantastic.
But on the line is €100, another €100, and a Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Would you like to win that?
Oh, definitely.
What does the game mean to you, Lorna?
Oh, well, I've never played before.
You've never played this game?
No, first not with time. You. I was only listening.
First time on the radio.
Oh,
first time player.
Gosh.
Right, let's do it then, Lorna. Let's see how good you are. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Jack is on top with 15. 16 puts you top. Lorna, best of luck.
How do you spell lizard?
P-O-A-T.
Name a state in America.
Sydney.
What's 67 minus 8?
12.
51 plus 51 is 102. True or false?
True.
Sing a Selena Gomez song.
I've been riding shotgun.
Name a TV show that Paul Mescal has been in.
Friends.
Name an actor in the TV show Normal People.
Jennifer Aniston.
What nationality is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer?
Irish.
Name a coffee chain.
McDonald's.
What rhymes with mascarpone?
Burger.
Sing the Father Ted song, My Lovely Horse.
I love a horse.
What is a carrot a type of?
Fruit.
What vitamin do we get from oranges?
A.
What is scurvy?
A skin infection.
Speaks well.
Some
oh.
tough questions in there.
I'm
this morning.
Sorry, guys.
It's a very tough question.
Have you ever had scurvy before, Lorna?
Definitely not. I don't even know what it is.
I'm telling you something I'm sure your forefathers have in the past. Scurvy, lack of vitamin C.
Oh, you learn something new every day?
There you go.
Well, Lorna, I have to say, you're a very bubbly character. You're extremely likeable. You're physically strong. You have big shoulders. Do you know what? You reminded me of someone.
Who would that be?
Who?
You reminded me of a very Very old.
Oh.
Lovely.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh. Oh, fab. What a compliment.
Bad. That's good. That's good.
And Lorna, you got 12.
Oh damn.
Rats.
Lorna, don't worry though. You got that €50 Just Eat voucher. That is yours to buy yourself some lovely Chinese this weekend. Thanks very much for playing and have
perfect.
A good week. Bye bye.
Thank you.
See
bye
you,
bye.
Lorna.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Gotta get it wrong. Our virtual night is happening on the 12th of November. It's very soon. Did you say it's a week away?
It's a week away. We will be playing Gotta Get It Wrong with you. If you want to get involved in the night, just send us a text or WhatsApp right now with the word game show to 087-711-1038.
So many people want to get involved because by coming on, you are guaranteed to win a Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Now, I've been saying it, I've been hammering it home. You have to spend money to make money, Graham.
Well, let's look. So far, you've spent €2,000 on the board games, which is the reason we're doing this, to try and get that money back through clicks. We still have to figure out if that actually works. €100 on some sparkly jackets. €50 on cue cards.
Absolute bargain.
And €25, the one I'm a big fan of, is the overall prize of the night, the coveted Golden Trout Award.
Are you a fan of the award? Because you broke it yesterday.
It was cheaply glued together. The Golden Trout was cheaply glued to the base.
What are we going to do with it?
I'll fix it.
Will you?
I'll look after that.
I was actually thinking about you yesterday afternoon.
Oh, thank you.
On the night, I feel you won't be doing anything.
And I'm okay with that.
Because we've got to get it wrong. I ask the questions. I have a little bit of fun with the listener. You just explain the rules. But everyone that comes on and plays will know what's going on.
That is true, actually, yeah.
So I was thinking of you and I decided...
Will I have to do the rules on the night? Probably not.
...to dip my fingers into our purse strings. €25. Absolute bargain. So, don't ask me where I got this from.
That brings it up to €2,200.
Have a look, my friend. That is for you on the night. Oh. Describe, because I'm fully aware this is radio.
It's a cardboard box that says buzzer.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
very
do you think
good.
It is?
It's a giant red buzzer, I presume, because usually on the game, if someone hesitates a little bit, I will press this button.
But you're not going to have it on the night, Graham.
So, is batteries... Will I push
There's
the batteries?
Put them in and let's actually hear if the buzzer works. I hope it does.
Put the batteries in properly.
Yeah, you got to put it in.
Are these the right size batteries?
Yeah. They should be. Just
okay.
force it.
It's okay. a giant red buzzer.
So let's,
it's
for
like,
example...
It's like... what's it called? Britain's Got Talent, with the X on the front.
Let's do a scenario, okay? So pretend I'm the caller. A mushroom soup.
Oh, no.
Doesn't work.
Jeez.
Doesn't work.
Don't break it. You're breaking it, Graham.
It's not working.
I'll be fine. You can kind of hear it.
Are the batteries in the right way?
I can kind of hear it.
The batteries aren't in the right way.
Ah, see, that's the problem.
Here we go.
Yeah, no, absolute bargain. €25.
Here we go.
Oh, it works.
That's pretty.
Isn't that good?
That's pretty cool.
I thought it would be. I did think it would be louder. The person in the shop said it would be louder.
We're going to have to put a microphone.
Oh, that's good.
That
yeah.
sounds like it's going to break as well pretty soon. But look, Nathan, you did a lot of preparation for the night. But Fully Charged listener Jeff has been in touch and he wants to suggest something. Big thanks to Nathan. I know I'm very against you spending our money because the reason of the night is to make the money back you spent on the board games. But I'm a big fan of the buzzer I got because I'll admit it myself, Nathan. Yep. I don't do much during the actual game bar press the buzzer. This is my usual buzzer I have every morning at 7:45.
So you press that if somebody just slips up playing the game.
Yeah, if they hesitate for too long. However, we're not going to be in the radio studio. I won't have all my little buttons here. You bought me a massive red buzzer. It looks exactly like the ones at Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah. €25.
And listen.
Just be scared. Don't slap it too hard.
It does light up, Callum. You were asking me. It does. The X on the front lights up.
Oh, such a good purchase. Want to throw it out there again. If you want to be a part of the night, text or WhatsApp the word game show right now to 087 711 1038 and then producer Callum will send you out a link.
And even if you don't want to take part, if you don't want to join us virtually, we do implore you to watch on the night.
Oh, please do.
So far, we've spent, or Nathan spent, not we, I've had nothing to do with this. He's sorted the board games, glittery jackets, cue cards, the Golden Trout Award, which will go to the overall winner, and a buzzer. €2,200. You've done a lot, to be fair. You've organised the studio upstairs as well. The engineer, Pavel, is working away.
Oh, yeah. My just God. Him by himself up there.
But Jeff has been in contact. Jeff is a fully charged listener, but he wants to suggest something to Nathan, and I said, of course, we've got to run it past you
all
first.
Right.
Hi, lads. I just found out that there's something really missing from your virtual game show. And it's like what every game show has, okay? A jingle. You need a jingle. Like a catchy jingle. Like something that goes like, for the music. So, if you got it wrong, if you got it right, oh, you got it wrong. Because you got to get it, got to get it, got to get it wrong.
Yes. Now, this is interesting.
Oh, I love that.
This is interesting because we kind of do have a jingle, like...
You gotta get it wrong.
Now, do we continue doing that, or do we give Jeff his limelight?
If you got it right, oh, you got it wrong. Because you gotta get it, gotta get it, gotta get it wrong.
I'm pro Jeff. I think Jeff has a lovely voice, and I know we do our normal theme song every morning, but yeah. This is a different night. Yeah. It's a different experience. Right. Can we do that? Can we have Jeff?
We look into it. We have to look into it because we have to see, can we actually make something?
Well, I don't want to look into it. You can look into it.
So next Thursday, 1 week from now, it's going to be streaming on Spin's Facebook page, our YouTube page, our website, spin1038.com, and our Twitter. It will not be on Instagram. Facebook, YouTube, website, and Twitter. But the big thing is, what time are we going to do it at? Because we need as many eyeballs as possible to try and recoup some of the money that we've already spent. You won't be spending money, we'll just be making through your click.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking maybe 7 p.m.
7's way too early for me. Just because I'm going to be having dinner and then I have to get on the Lewis into town.
You could have dinner earlier.
I just don't want to feel bloated doing it. I'd prefer 8 o'clock if I'm honest with you.
I think 8's too late.
I don't think it is. Who goes to bed at 8 o'clock?
Me.
Apart from you.
It's past my bedtime. Right, let's ask the question. We put it out there.
I really would prefer 8.
But I presume if you're listening right now, you're going to be watching the night. I presume.
Why
so.
Why wouldn't you? What else are you doing that night?
Would you prefer to watch it at 7 or prefer to watch it at 8? That's the question.
It's going to be more difficult for me at 7. As I said, I have to get the Lewis into town.
More eyeballs. Liz, because I go for 7, says 100% 7, so the whole family can watch. And everyone knows the family can't watch things together at 8.
Why?
Come on. Kian says, really think it should be 7. There's a few 7s in there.
Sophie says, defo 8. Everyone will be done for the day and ready to watch. And then other 8s, Daisy, Elaine, Sinead, Aisling, April, Gemma, Michelle, a lot of 8s.
8 wins. Okay.
Can we do 8?
We're going to do it at 8.
Yeah!
8 p.m. next Thursday on Spin's Facebook, YouTube, the website, and on Twitter. That's where you can catch it. But if you can't see it live, don't worry, you can look back on it like the players. You know, like you look back on the Virgin Media player.
That'd be great. And everyone that comes on and plays walks away with a Gotta Get It Wrong board game.
And the overall winner wins the Golden Trout, which I accidentally broke yesterday. But we'll move on from that. Let's put another person in on the night. Let's get one more person that is definitely going to be joining us next Thursday. We got to fill up those spaces. Okay.
There we go. Oh. Hello?
Will, good morning. Hello. It's Graham and Nathan.
Good morning, boys.
Will, Flower, how are you getting on?
Grand. I was actually praying you were going to ring me.
Well, Will, we were talking to you earlier on in the week. You were very keen on coming on the virtual game show. Why do you think we should get you on?
Listen, I love the show. I'm always playing in on every competition you have. And I just love that game board. You know, the Christmas would be deadly with that game.
Look, I'm loving the passion. Yeah, yeah, will you offer much on the night, or are you going to be a wooden player?
A what player?
A sort of wooden player, an unmemorable player.
I think Will's going to take something out of the bag.
Some spice?
He will.
I think he's going to be as quiet as a mouse.
No, not Will. Not Will.
Okay, I'm going to put Will on the spot here.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you don't mind. Will, can you howl like a wolf? And if you impress me, then you're going on the night.
Happy days.
Okay, so howl like a wolf, Will.
Sorry, what were you saying there?
Oh, Jesus, Will. Can I get you to can you howl like a wolf?
He's in.
Yeah.
He's in. You've done it. incredible, Will. I'm excited to have you on the virtual Gotta Get It Wrong game show night. Bring your A game, Will.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, lads.
Will, you've won the board game, but you surely be coming for the golden trout.
That's what I want more often.
Yeah, the golden trout can be yours, but look, the board game is going to be yours anyway. Will, we will chat to you next week on the virtual game show night. Thanks very much, Will. Bye.
Lovely, thanks, lads.
We just put Will in on the night. We selected him. He's going to be one of five players.
Yeah.
He's gave us a WhatsApp voice message. I'll play it out now. I hope that he hasn't changed his mind.
Oh, no.
Let's see what Will's saying.
All right, lads. It's Will here again. Lads, the security guard come back to the cab and he says to me, "You okay, son?" And I says, "Yeah, yeah, why?" And he says, "I thought I heard someone howling like a wolf." They let me in anyway, so it's all good.
Oh my God. Okay, so if you just joined us and you don't know what the hell is going on, Nathan made Will howl like a wolf to gain entry into the Gotta Get It Wrong game show. Here we go. That is Will howling. And the security guard at work heard him. Oh, wow. That's what you got to do to be joining us on the night.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Well, we go back in time to the start of the show because you were talking about something very interesting.
Yeah, I woke up and I decided that I'm sick of just thinking that this breakfast show is a Dublin breakfast show.
It's sick to your stomach.
It's not for me anymore. I see this show as an international one and I want to have an international pen pal.
Okay.
That we can kind of build this beautiful relationship and contact from time to time. Because I'm convinced, Graham, call me a crazy man, but there must be people out there that listen to this show and they're not even in blooming Ireland.
Well, we've had a couple of people contact the show. Joe from Mullingar.
I don't want Joe from Mullingar to be our pen pal.
Ralph from Germany, but he won't answer his phone.
Guten Morgen, Ralph. Where's the schnitzel?
Lily from Saudi Arabia, but when we tried to ring Lily on WhatsApp, there was some issue with blocking us from calling.
Actually heartbreaking because we were calling Lily and we heard her voice. She said, hello.
And then it cut off.
Very
strange. We're trying to work around it. But we do have another suggestion for you, Nathan. Here's Emma.
Hi, Nathan. My name is Emma and I am in South Wales, a small town called Llantwit Major. I've had a message from my sister who lives in Dublin and said that you would like some international friends. So I'm not that far away, but give us a shout back if you would like to chat.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if Emma listens to the show.
Who cares? Emma sounds lovely.
Where are you from, Emma?
Town called Llantwit Major.
Llantwit Major.
Producer Callum, he was born and raised in Wales.
I was not.
Oh, okay.
Town called Llantwit Major.
Where you were born. Llantwit Major.
Have you been there before?
I worked in Wales for 2 years, but I was never born there.
Were you ever?
Town called Llantwit Major.
I've heard of it. It's, I'd say, about an hour away from Cardiff.
What's it like?
I've never been.
Llantwit Major.
How do you think you spell Llantwit Major?
There's a few Y's, I'd say, and Z's and
Llantwit.
But 12 L's.
Double L A N T W I twit. Twit? T W I.
Don't call me a twit.
Don't call Graham a twit.
Major, so it's like double L at the start.
I have to say, Emma is the front runner at the moment.
She's the only one.
The only one to contact us. Well, we had three others, but they won't communicate. And I don't want Joe from Mullingar. I think that would cheapen the show.
I think we do enough of that already.
Well, we throw it out there one more time.
Keep it going. Keep it going. Look, what we'll do is keep it going for the duration of the show and then we'll figure it out after the show and we'll have someone by tomorrow.
I want to say, Emma, you're the front runner right now, so thank you so much for getting in contact.
She's not even listening, it's her sister.
Just stop. I get very confused. I'm trying to put out the number and then you're giving extra numbers at the beginning.
So I've been told by our boss message us, you don't put double O if you're international. For WhatsApp, it's plus. So plus 35387 711 1038.
Who knows where the plus is?
The plus is on your phone. The plus
is there a plus on your phone?
You hold down zero?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold down zero.
See, I would know that.
I know you wouldn't know that. That's not saying much.
I'm going to just say 087-711-1038.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast. All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
You know, with this lockdown that we're living in, it allows you to sit on your bed and to reminisce and reflect over your life. And yesterday afternoon, I was just perched at the end of my bed. It was quite the sight. And I was thinking back to my family and big family occasions when we're celebrating. And I remembered we always had the same dessert. It was always an ice cream dessert called a Viennetta.
Ah, yeah!
A Viennetta, or its sister dessert, a Romantica.
Oh.
Do you remember those?
Would you call the Romantica a sister of the Viennetta?
I would say they're very similar. The Romantica is more or less the exact same, but it contains biscuit. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be controversial. I much preferred the Romantica to the Viennetta.
If I'm correct, the Romantica came in a circular cake,
yeah,
while Viennetta came in a rectangle.
It's long and narrow.
Yeah. I remember, it would have been, it was probably in around the same time that me and you were watching the soaps a lot with our family, around that
the
time
90s.
Period. Yeah, the 90s and noughties. And Romantica would have probably been the more popular one in the O'Toole household as well. But I haven't seen a Romantica or a Viennetta in ages. Do they just go out of fashion? Do they still, are they still made? What's going on?
I think they're probably an old school dessert. I can't imagine anyone eating it now. I'd I'll be honest with you.
Now.
I don't even think they make it anymore.
It's a big, big statement there.
It's a huge statement and I can't back it up. But I do.
When has it stopped you saying it before?
Oh, look. The power of being in front of this microphone.
It's insane.
Allows you to say anything you want, really. I want to throw it out there. I want to hold a little focus group. I don't know if this is going to work. It may fail. Yeah. But I am looking for someone roughly in their 20s or 30s who has eaten a Viennetta or a Romantica recently. Now, it's quite vague, the recently. I'm just talking...
Well, leave it up to themselves to figure out what recently
is. Has anyone had it recently? I just want to know... What was your experience? What was the occasion? Because I would love to hear from you.
I'd love one right now.
Would you?
I would love a Romantica.
I actually think I'd cry. I would bawl. It would bring me back to my youth. I want to throw out that number. 087 711 1038. I'll be honest with you. I'm not the most hopeful. I think it's niche and I don't even know if they make them anymore.
So we don't know if we make them, but you're also kind of in the mindset that there's probably an old school dessert that just went out of fashion that people just don't get anymore. And maybe a byproduct of that is they stopped making them. So we don't know. So we're looking for people out there. Well, 20s and 30s?
20s and 30s.
Okay.
I'm not picky.
Aaron's been in touch.
Ah, lads. What I do for a Romantica right now, I went looking for them not that long ago, but I think they actually stopped making them. But I think you can still get Viennetta's knocking about.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I do prefer the Romantica. I like the biscuit in the ice cream.
I'm a Romantica fan too. Emma.
Lads, what's going on with you? Romantica and Viennetta, they're everywhere.
What?
Whatever you look, you can see them. In my house, we have them every single Christmas. You can always get them in your local spar.
Is this an ad?
You can always get them in your local spar.
In spar? I don't think they do them in spar.
Lindsay?
Lads, of course they still do them. I see the Viennettas in the freezers and Tesco's all the time.
Tesco?
And the Romantica I've probably had in the last year or so. Every so often when my mum's feeling exotic for a dessert, she'll pick it up. But the Viennettas now I haven't actually ate since I was at a party in Leisureplex, to be honest. But they definitely still do them. Romantica
nice,
all the way.
Nice.
Do you remember when you'd be in Leisureplex? You've done the bowling, you've done the quasar, and then you'd have a Viennetta.
Fiona, you're a fan of one of them.
We're eating Viennetta.
Oh my God, how recent, Fiona?
Like the last birthday, which probably was in September.
Jesus, Fiona, I didn't think they made them anymore.
They do, and little even do their own version.
Oh, what do they call it? Viennetta or something?
Oh God, I don't know exactly now what the name of the one in Little is now. Oh. But we're eating them all the time. My kids love them.
Fiona, you're actually making me emotional.
Yeah,
I'm thinking back to my childhood.
What is it? Oh, there's a tear rolling down his cheek.
No, that's a bit of snot. Just came out of my nostril. Fiona, can you describe for me, what is it like? I've kind of forgotten the flavour.
Oh, come on. It's just lovely white vanilla ice cream with lovely teeny little layers of chocolate in it.
And
so delicious.
Would you ever cheat on the Viennetta with a bit of Romantica?
I haven't had a Romantica for years now, but they are still out there. I've seen them in Super Value.
Do you know what I used to do with the Romantica? I would suck it. I would suck the biscuit. I absolutely loved it. I'm going to be controversial.
Okay.
I didn't like the vanilla Viennetta. I don't know if this was a limited edition, but I used to love the lemon Viennetta. Oh. Do you remember it, Fiona?
I don't remember lemon, but I think there might have been one with like a caramel or a toffee or something as well.
Gorgeous.
At one point.
Who made these? Because they're getting great publicity this morning. Can we? Is it HB?
I think it was Walls, was it?
Yeah, so Walls is the HB. So if there, if anybody from the marketing campaign are listening, will you send us a load in? And Fiona, if we get one, we'll send one out to you.
Amazing.
Oh, don't
that.
You worry. Don't you worry, Fiona. We look after you. Thanks very much.
All right, mind yourself.
See you, Fiona.
So I think... I think this... Should I call him your mum text?
Yeah, she said she had one in the summer without me.
Oh.
How dare she?
I know.
Guys, I'm feeling very nostalgic.
There we go. Well, we know for sure they're out there. I'm going to pick one up this weekend, I think.
Are you?
I have to do it. I'm not going to bring it in here, though. I'll eat it all myself. Romantic over Viennetta, too.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Break up song from A Little Mix on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Their album Confetti is out tomorrow and they will be joining us on the show for a game of Gotta Get It Wrong.
Oh, it's going to be very exciting.
But first, let's live in the moment right now because we're going to play a game of Googlebox.
I suppose anyone can play this game. You listening, get involved. We're probably not going to hear your answer, but sure, why not?
I'm going to type three open-ended questions into Google, and you know how it kind of gives you what it predicts you're going to say. Nathan, you have to try and figure out, can you guess what it predicts in the top three of the predictions on Google?
I don't think I've ever gotten one correct before.
Okay, let's start with number one. The open-ended question goes, why does it...
smell like that?
Okay. Number three, why does it get dark? Why does it take so long to get pregnant?
Oh, that was going to be my answer.
And why does it burn when I pee?
Ow. Oh, that's sore.
So no points there, Nathan. Let's move on to the next one. Is Donald Trump...
a human?
Number three, is Donald Trump married? Number two, is Donald Trump banning TikTok?
Oh.
And the number one, what did you say again?
Is he a human?
Is Donald Trump a billionaire?
Is he a billionaire?
He'll tell you he is. Right, next one. The final one, Nathan.
It's tough, come on.
What do I do when?
What do I do when? What do I do when I burn the Christmas turkey? I think people are going to be looking up things are festive.
Obviously. Number three, what do I do when someone dies? Number two, what do I do when I'm bored? And the top one, what do I do when my puppy cries at night?
Oh,
unlucky, you're close.
Puppy, of course, I'm an idiot.
Another week of Googlebox and no correct ones for Nathan.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
What the hell is going on in America?
I don't know. I keep checking my phone. I'm not seeing the end results yet.
Yeah, we still don't really know what's going on. We're joined by our US political expert, Andrew Louth, on the line. Andrew, just tell us, what's the state of play, Trump versus Biden?
Well, at the moment, nobody has reached that magic 270 electoral votes threshold that both of them are aiming for. But certainly, since we last spoke yesterday morning, it looks a lot better for Joe Biden than it does for Donald Trump at the moment. The gap in two key states, Georgia and Pennsylvania, has narrowed significantly. Trump was leading by quite big margins in both states, but a lot of the vote left are ballots that were cast by post, which was something the Democrats and Joe Biden were really pushing their voters to do so that they weren't lining up in big queues during a pandemic.
And Andrew, how is Donald Trump reacting to all of this?
I think he's reacting in a way that a lot of us would have expected. He's not happy at all. There was one stage yesterday where in 12 tweets, six of them had been labelled as misinformation by Twitter. He's basically saying, he's basically claiming Pennsylvania, Georgia and Arizona and Michigan for himself, even though the votes haven't been counted there yet. It should be noted that he is doing a little bit better in Arizona than what was perhaps predicted. I know Fox News and the Associated Press both called Arizona for Biden already, but since then Trump has narrowed that gap that Biden had built up, and there are still votes to be counted there. So although the path to 270 looks a lot tougher for him at the moment, he's not going down without a strong fight.
Okay, and he says, he keeps talking about going to the Supreme Court. What's the significance of that court, and will it actually do anything for him if he loses the election?
Well, it ultimately depends on how much he loses by. Firstly, it depends on what his case is. The Supreme Court essentially decided Gore versus Bush in 2000 in what was a monumental case.
How close were they in 2000?
Oh, it came down to a couple of hundred votes in Florida.
Okay.
That's what it came down to. It was challenged in the Supreme Court. Bush's team won at that stage. But certainly I think Trump is trying to do something similar here with Pennsylvania. But it could turn out that it won't even matter if it comes to Pennsylvania. If Biden is able to win in Arizona and Nevada, or even Georgia as well, then it won't even matter. He won't even need Pennsylvania at this stage.
Andrew, when do you think we're going to find out who the next president is going to be?
Well, I was kind of hoping I'd find out last night, but it seems that it is going to go on for quite a bit longer. Pennsylvania, I think, is most likely to call earlier than Arizona at this stage. We should find out what the situation in Nevada is like later on. It's quite close between the two of them there, but it seems to be believed that the remaining vote that is left to be counted is those postal votes around the city of Las Vegas, which are likely to heavily favour Joe Biden, so that gap can be extended a bit more.
Who do you think is going to win today?
It certainly looks more like Joe Biden today.
Okay. Oh.
Andrew, thank you very much for joining us, and back to CNN, Fox News and the Associated Press and all those American outlets. Cheers, Andrew.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day, and catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8.